is Anime Forever Podcast for May 28, 2008. And today we are sponsored by the UCC coffee machine.
Yeah.
Coffee. It's what we live for. Alright, today we have a special guest.
Sensei J.
Sensei J. Anything you want to talk about?
Nothing in particular. Maybe the cleverness and twisted plot of Death Note.
Oh, Death Note. That just came out last Tuesday, I believe.
For a couple of days in the U.S.
But it was dubbed.
Dubbed? Really?
Yeah, dubbed.
I happened to watch the subtitle part.
Yeah, and dubbed, it was okay. I would say it's okay. I prefer the subtitle.
Would you put it up there with the dubs as in like Cowboy Bebop and Samurai Champloo, which are both very good dubs in my opinion?
Yeah, about there.
About there? Fair enough.
Yeah. And did you hear about the story about kids buying their own Death Notes?
Yeah, buying their replica Death Note notebooks.
Yeah, one of them actually, here, let me pull up the story. One of them actually wrote their own one, but then dropped it in the school. So a fellow student found it, turned it into a teacher, and the teacher gave it to the principal. Principal called the authorities.
Clever. So, clever, but mean.
Yeah, some of the names actually were like George W. Bush, our president.
Which I Parrish, wouldn't really mind.
Parrish, Hilton, and all the other celebrities.
Yeah. She's cute, though.
Really?
Okay, maybe your personality's down in the dumps, but aesthetics-wise, she's pretty cute.
For any actress, I would say it would be Jessica Alba.
Actress-wise, I'd probably have to say Cherry Ann Kubota, which you probably don't know because she's a Philippine accent model.
Any more other Asians you know?
Other Asians? I know quite a bit. Who do you want to know?
How about swimsuit models?
Swimsuit models? The only models I know are JAV models.
Well, right now I'm just pulling up a story right now, and it says Death Note manga spawns movie, Crime Wave. While manga has been known to spawn anime, novels, live action movies, video games, and porn, Death Note has taken off knockoffs to a whole new level by triggering international crimes and controversy.
Which I happen to like talking about.
Yes. I wonder which part.
Just the sick and twisted intelligence of the plot itself.
With Light or L?
Light. L is just an intelligent guy out there to ruin the story, in my opinion. But he's just pretty damn smart.
Yeah, in the first live-action movie, how do you think of Light being sort of good but evil?
I'd probably have to say his first initial intention was to, of course, be good by being justice or God himself by eliminating evil. But that hunger for power just ended up getting the best of him and eventually turning him to a dark side.
The dark side. And about L?
L. He's probably just there against him. He's probably just his main number one enemy there.
I guess no matter what, there's got to be yin and yang.
Black and white.
Good and evil.
Positive and negative.
Alright, that's enough.
Listen to that.
Alright. Anything more about Death Note you want to talk about?
What I found weird in Death... Well, I wouldn't really call it weird. I just would think about it as shrewd or ingenious. How he practically turned out his own loved ones just to clear his own innocence. And wouldn't you find that just to be twisted in a certain way?
Yeah. Using other people for his own reasonable meanings.
Yeah, I mean, using his girlfriend, which I completely forgot her last name, just to practically clear himself. He went pretty far.
True. Yeah, especially at the end of the first movie. I would say that would be one of the darkest things.
Yeah. I like the ending, though. The face-off between L and Kira.
I would say that would be a bit light.
Light?
It was... It was like too... It wasn't really as dramatic as I wanted it to be.
Kind of like set the stage for the second movie, rather. A transition.
Yeah. I think it was just a bit too... too light on that.
Yeah, I guess you're right on that part.
But you could see you could see light change in the movie.
Yeah, L's creepy. He's creepy.
Toward the beginning of the second movie.
Yeah.
The second part.
Definitely changed. I mean, his initial motive became so fuzzy from what he initially intended on doing.
Yeah, and then everything just started becoming darker and darker toward the end of the movie. Until L had his own plan.
Yeah.
Lure Light into a trap. Mm-hmm. Causing him to go into circles.
Well, I guess eventually I wouldn't really call it a trap. I mean, L just practically outsmarted him in his own game.
Yeah.
One step ahead of him. You think he's diabetic?
Maybe.
All that chocolate.
Yeah, but all the brain power he has, come on.
Well, I've been eating chocolate for how long, and I'm not that smart.
True. Yeah, he even uses a lollipop to stir coffee.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty neat. That was pretty cool. Might try that.
What kind? Chocolate Tootsie Pop or a...
Yeah, chocolate Tootsie Pop mixing some nice coffee or hot cocoa. See how that works. I'll let you know.
That's true. I want some Pocari Sweat right now.
Pocari. I haven't had Pocari for a long time. A couple days.
So good. Once you have your first bottle, it's just addicting.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe they put nicotine in there.
Maybe. What else kind of drinks do you like?
Ramune soda. That is amazingly good.
It took me like 10 minutes to open my first bottle of it. I was like, what the?
It's too hard.
Because I threw away the wrapper and everything.
Yeah, you threw away
I just kept the cap, so I was like, what do you do with this?
I had to use a pen.
For all you those that don't know, it's kind of odd. How do you open it?
You use a plastic top to push a marble down, which lets your soda pour out, ooze out, I guess. But still, drinking it requires some minuscule amount of skill.
Yeah.
You put it down too much, it won't go. The marble will block your soda flow.
Well, that's why they have those two little hole things to hold the marble in.
Those two wedges or whatever you want to call
it. It's like finger holders.
Nah, you hold it by your finger there. You drop your bottle of ramen. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're holding it, like pinching the thing. That would fall. You're like,
too good man. To hold the entire bottle, huh?
Well, let's see what's on the headlines today.
You know, I really think you should use bookmarks.
I know, I'm just going along right now.
Yeah, or just tab up your research.
Well, here's a new one today. Gundam painting auctioned for over $600,000 US in Hong Kong.
Wow.
For a painting.
For a hand-painted PVC figure, maybe? Or is that a painting?
It's actually a painting.
That's a painting? Wow. I'd kind of understand a painting being that much, but if it was a PVC figure, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was actually sold at a Christine's International Art Auction in Hong Kong for over 4.8 million Hong Kong dollars?
I don't know what you call Hong Kong dollars. What is it? Anyone out there know? Hong Kong dollars.
If anyone knows what it means, just please email us at animeforeverfans@gmail.com.
Wait, Hong Kong is in China, right?
It's Republic of China.
Republic?
People's China, Republic of China, I think.
Same thing. They're both. That's still China. So, wouldn't that... What's China's currency? Yen? Oh, that's Japan.
That's
huh?
Japan.
Why don't you Google that up later?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
It's too early.
Yeah. For all of you listening, this is actually right now. It's actually 4:18 in the morning.
Local time, U.S. Pacific.
Pacific time here in Los Angeles.
Here in California, Los Angeles.
Hollywood, California.
Where the LAPD treats you like a king.
Yes. More like...
Kids probably don't get that. But.
I know. Yeah, 92 was just the breaking point, wasn't it?
Yeah. So we find out what they call Hong Kong yen yet?
I'm looking that up right now.
Hong Kong currency?
Sheesh, kinda,
I'm tired.
Yeah, well, don't worry. We'll be able to be done with this soon. Alright, everyone listening, we might do something maybe with Anime Expo coming up.
Yeah, it's kind of sad how they're strict with their cosplay items. I would have done something like Mugen from Samurai Champloo. That's the easiest. I already have the wooden slippers and shorts and a red shirt.
You could do that.
Yeah, I just can't bring a sword. I don't want to bring no 99-cent plastic sword. I want to bring a nice sword.
Well, you have to get it piece bonded and everything.
Piece bond, yeah. But the fact that my sword is still 404 stainless, they probably still won't let me bring it in.
True. It depends on what do you bring.
Yeah.
And then if you do all their release forms and all that stuff.
Should do something on the Anime Las Vegas or something like that? What's it called?
Anime Vegas?
Yeah, there you go. We should do something on that too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So everyone listening, we'll probably just get like a small group or something.
And by the way, we'll be doing these podcasts more often after I get a microphone.
Yes, Sensei Jay.
Gets a microphone.
We will do a lot more on these.
Yeah, I've been procrastinating, sorry.
Yeah. We'll get this done soon.
Yeah. We'll finally get a steady flow after I get myself a microphone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that concludes today's episode. Episode 2.
After episode 2. I wasn't in episode 1, was I?
Episode 1 turned out not too good.
Hopefully I have better luck.
I tried getting as many people as I could, but it fell apart after a year hiatus after one episode.
Huh.
Well, I hope this would be a weekly podcast.
Yeah, if I got a microphone, yeah, weekly. You can do daily if you want.
Yeah, daily's too much.
Yeah, as long as we can transfer data over the internet. The heck was that?
Garbage truck is outside at 4:21 in the morning.
Nice wake-up call.
Try smelling this smell of garbage in the morning.
I used to know what that felt like.
Especially the helicopters with their light.
A ghetto copter.
Yes. It's like sunlight outside.
Yeah.
Well, if you have any questions or comments, please email us at animeforeverfans@gmail.com.
Or
we might have a special number you could call, ask us any questions. But after I get all that set up and everything, I will give you out that number as soon as possible. So we'll hope to see you again, or more like hear from you again.
Sensei Jay signing out and catching some Z's. Good night.
Good night. Morning. Good morning. Good night. Good morning. Good night. Good evening. Good afternoon.
Ohayou gozaimasu. Konbanwa. Ohayou. Goose.